Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking about things happening, what about in Gainesville? A lot of, last year, first real decent recruiting class. Coach Napier gets in there, trying to change that culture a little bit. And it's kind of paid off. We already talked what they've done in the off season as far as getting the high school kids in there, and they're making use of the transfer portal as well. Somebody who's been covering high school football, college football, sports in general in the state of Florida for a long time, a good friend and a longtime friend, Kevin Brockway from the Gainesville Sun, is here to answer those questions. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time.
Larry, it's a pleasure to be on. Hope all's well down there in beautiful sunny South Florida.
Well, everything's beautiful. We have so many Gator fans down here all itching to know what's going to happen come Wednesday. Is it going to be active? Have they already kind of made the magic happen in December, and what lies ahead in the transfer portal? Because they've done pretty well bringing in, I believe, 10 or 11 guys already in the transfer portal.
Yeah, Larry, and I think that's where they've addressed, most of their needs in signing day. They do have one commitment that they're expected to sign, a guy named Caden Jones, 6'7", rangy offensive lineman, 320-pound guy, a four-star from De La Salle in New Orleans. And as you know, Billy Napier and his staff had a relationship with him when he was at Louisiana. And Billy's been pretty good, plucking those kids from Louisiana. Obviously, Trevor Etienne, the true freshman last year, from Jennings, Louisiana, had an excellent season. So they do have some ties there. I'm told maybe one or two other guys, but I haven't really seen any name surface as of yet, but that they might be able to get kind of from, the high school ranks to finish out the 2023 class. But it's been mainly the transfer portal, which, certainly to plug some holes. And I think, we will see. I've always thought of transfers as kind of 50-50, some hit, some don't. But they'll be relying on a transfer quarterback for sure in Graham Mertz at Wisconsin, and that will be the one that they're going to want to hit on the most.
Yeah, and that's a kid I remember coming out of high school, good size, strong arm, guys like that. And you mentioned coming from a Big Ten program, and also the kid Taraja Mitchell, who I think is, when he was coming out of high school, Ohio State loved him. I mean, figured that here's a kid who plays linebacker, he's 6'2"-ish, 230 pounds, and that's the one thing. And seems like everybody's getting Alabama kids. I mean, I wouldn't call any of these guys rejects. You look at the kid Damian George, a mammoth guy. I mean, you think that Alabama has enough talent where a kid like him and Cohen, who are top-notch kids, could leave the program before they graduate, and Alabama's still going to be a top-notch program. And another guy who I think, and I've had a chance to watch him before he went to Kentucky, is the kid Keonta Goodwin, and there's another mammoth kid, he's 6'8", weighs close to 350. Talk about those guys, because I know you, like you said, it's kind of hit and miss, Kevin, but when you get guys with 1, 2, or 3 years of college experience already under their belt, you kind of know what they're all about.
Yeah, not only that, but the size, too. I think that's the thing that Billy Napier and his staff are addressing in both sides of, the SEC is a line of scrimmage league, right? So that's tremendously important to be able to get, some big guys. They really pride themselves at Florida Napier staff on developing the offensive line. They basically have two offensive line coaches because, Napier calls the plays, and Rob Sale, even though he's the offensive coordinator, really has a background as an offensive line coach, and he works with Darnell Stapleton. So, and that was really the one true area of strength last year at Florida was the offensive line. But, you lose a guy like Osiris Torrance, who's an All-American, probably going to be a first-round pick in the NFL draft. And then two unexpected guys in the transfer portal in Ethan White and Michael Tarquin, they really had to reload there. So Damian George, I think, is a guy that could probably step in and start at right tackle for him. You know, Goodwin will be in the mix in the rotation with Austin Barber and George, I think. And then they also got a guy from Baylor, Mitch Mazuka, who will be an inside guy, guard, you know, might be the best offensive lineman of the bunch that they got in the transfer portal. That's a really good run blocker that might be able to fill that Torrence role. Now, I mean, Torrence was an incredible offensive lineman. I wouldn't say Mazuka's that level, but he will be good enough in run blocking where, you know, I think Florida will still have an effective run game.
Yeah, no, I agree. Kevin Brockway joining us, Gainesville Sun, does so much with the Gators. One thing that we were talking about, I think, yesterday when you and I spoke, were these junior days. And now, because of social media, these junior days have really blown up because everybody's taking pictures, you know, in front of the Gator, inside everything. They've got the coaching staff. How they've done, because I think these junior guys, because now as they see, and you mentioned some of the kids that they brought in, not just the high school seniors going to be a part of that class of 23, but with this transfer group, a lot of these 24 and 25, which are current seniors to be and current juniors to be, I mean, they're looking at Florida in a whole different light now.
Yeah, and they had 29 visitors, you know, last Saturday. And, you know, obviously DJ Lagway, the commitment is there, the quarterback of the future for 2024. You know, fingers crossed that works out a little better than Jaden Rashada. But I think Lagway projects to be a guy that's about the right things. And then you have Jarrett Gibson, who is a guy who has some Gainesville roots. He went to Gainesville High as a freshman, played high school football in Georgia last year, now at IMG, who's a guy that they're really high on as well. And they're hoping can be that kind of running back that will help them. Jarvis Boatwright, they had a bunch of people there, which was good. And, you know, they also got a commitment over the weekend for a 2024 kid, Darius Hayes, a four-star linebacker. So it was a pretty good weekend for them on that front. And, you know, they're building that 2024 class. You got Miles Graham, obviously a legacy, Ernest Graham's son that's in that class as well. So they are kind of building for the future here, you know, and looking ahead. I mean, they even at Junior Day, they even had Cornelius Ingram's kid, Cornelius Ingram Jr., who just led Hawthorne to the state title, who's, you know, that's a great story, a legacy story. And I had a chance to see CI and do a story on him right before they played that state championship game. And, what a nice job he's done as well.
Yeah, and Cornelius is one of the greats. I mean, one of the greatest athletes. I mean, outstanding. I remember when I went to see him play basketball senior year, and Jim Levin from USF was there, and I think he dumped in 36 points and had like 20 rebounds. Great athlete. If he didn't get hurt, he, you know, would have played extremely a long time. Kevin, let everybody know how they can follow you, whether it be on your social media or your website, because there's a lot of things coming out of Gainesville that people want to read over the next couple of months.
Yeah, you can get me, you can catch me on Gatorsports.com or Gainesville.com, and then also at my Twitter account at Kevin Brockway G1.
Good stuff. Kevin, thanks so much. We'll hook up with you again, maybe during spring, see how things are progressing. Again, man, thanks so much. It's always good to talk to you.
All right, Larry, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Good stuff. Kevin Brockway, Gainesville Sun, does a tremendous job with the University of Florida and covering all their sports.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.